A number of county councillors from rural constituencies have contacted me expressing their concern that this planning framework could drive another nail into the coffin of rural Ireland. For example, there is no acknowledgement of the ongoing humanitarian disaster in Donegal, the defective concrete block scandal, where the planning on how we're going to restore thousands of homes in Donegal to livable condition. This needs to be included. In parts of County Leitrim, where I've already spoke about the threat of fracked gas, there's widespread belief that in the rural heartland of the county is being transformed into a sacrificial zone. The Holdsplain plantation of unsuitable, non-native, Sicta spruce now covers over 20% of all the land in the county. There's a very real risk posed by future exploration of precious minerals such as gold, and the fear that allowing the importation of fracked gas will be a Trojan horse for the exploitation of significant gas reserves under the county as a whole. So Leitrim has been just been sacrificed in this whole area. So these concerns need to be listened to. In the Gaeltacht, there was a report, and the Gaeltacht, there's a chronic shortage of housing, exacerbated by the proliferation of holiday homes and the short-term lets. Housing in the Gaeltacht is not addressed in the framework. And Sligo's role in my own county, where I live, as a regional centre, is recognised in the framework as performing a similar function as a city in our region, yet we do not receive the support we need to grow and develop in a sustainable manner. The deficiencies within our rail network illustrate this perfectly. The planning framework should support our communities promoting genuinely climate-positive infrastructure projects, such as the reopening of the Western Rail Corridor, allowing populations throughout the smaller town and villages throughout Sligo, Mayo and Donegal to commute into the larger centres to live in their own villages, supported by essential services such as schools, GA clubs, primary healthcare centres and community centres. So I think we need to see, I'm urging people to support my amendment. This framework's going to last till 2040. And if we really want to see a commitment to really having to reach our climate action targets and not pretend that investing in fossil fuel infrastructure is going to meet that, and actually to really invest in balanced region development by opening up railway, opening up the Western Rail Corridor and improved rails between Sligo and Dublin.